getting ready for the pre-classic. This coming Friday and Saturday, obviously at Hayward. Keep up on Twitter, the handle at Nike Pre-Classic, the website, which seems to update with news of elite performers joining all day long, preclassic.com, and welcome in the guy who's become synonymous with the race, meet director Tom Jordan. Tom, always fun catching up. Have you been?
I've been great, Steve. Thanks a lot.
So, without getting into politics, you expressed last year some concerns over potential immigration issues that some athletes might face coming. You know, you talked about how it's worked coming from Cuba and Russia, despite embargoes. So as we speak here on Tuesday the 22nd, have we run into any problems along those lines?
Oh, golly. Where do I start? We've run into a number of problems, mostly with African athletes, and without getting too technical, the problem seems to be that sometimes they apply for both a professional visa and a tourist visa, and that automatically sets off an alarm with our heightened security and everything of somebody wanting two visas for the same person. And so then they can't get their passports back. The embassies hold on to them.
Oh, wow.
We got a few people in that situation, but we're hoping to get it all resolved, and most of them don't fly until tomorrow, so we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you would think about, the average fan, it would be just, you just assume everybody shows up. Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems like I mentioned I'm getting notifications of a new legend who's agreed to participate. I want to start with the men's 100, which is obviously a very prestigious event. Justin Gatlin now, 36, doing it at his age. You got the 22-year-old Christian Coleman, already an Olympian and accomplished. How amazing is this international field for this event?
Well, it's fantastic, and what is really significant about it is that you've got Gatlin, you've got Coleman, but you've also got the Chinese guy, Bing Tian Su, who got second in Shanghai and was the first Chinese to ever run under 10 seconds flat in 100 meters. And that what's significant about that is not so much his time, but the fact that if he's in the race, 10 million Chinese will be watching.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got the numbers on it. It's staggering. You think about Carl Lewis back in the day, but he wouldn't attract 10 million viewers. But Sue will be here, and he'll be in our 100 meters.
Amazing. Talking pre-classic with meet director Tom Jordan. On the women's side, I don't know if you could ask for much more. You got the reigning gold medalist from Rio, the winner of gold at last year's Worlds. What about this field with Elaine Thompson and Tori Bowie?
Well, they are going head-to-head for one of the few times outside of a World Championships or Olympic Games. And the funny thing is, there's a third person who could steal the race. It's Marie-José Talou of Ivory Coast. She won in the Shanghai 100 meters. And so I think that we're looking at maybe a three-person race between Thompson, Bowie, and Talou.
Do you carry like a phonetic dictionary with you at this time of year, or do you have this all in your head now?
Well, Steve, I make up the pronunciation, Steve, and then I practice until it sounds like it's, kind of normal.
Yeah, it's amazing how many pronunciation guides I've been checking out the last 2 days. I want to, before we get to more specifics for the 44th pre, the schedule, because, it's not all about Saturday, so let the folks who are listening know, what's on tap Friday, as well as the key times and what they need to know.
Okay, well, Friday, as always, thanks to our title sponsor, Nike, is free. There is no admission. So the first event, the national anthem and so on, is 6:25. And we're going to have the best javelin throwers in the world, guys that have been throwing over 300 feet, and the pole vaulters, the male pole vaulters, going at the same time. And then we're going to have a nice little program with a men's 800, women's national 800 and 1500, and then a 2 mile where Paul Chelimo of the U.S. is making no bones about the fact he's going for the American record, which currently is 807.07. So that ought to be fun for the fans.
Continue to talk pre-classic with Tom Jordan. While it's not an encore, I mean, the finale each year becomes legendary, the Bowerman Mile. And I saw the news release. It was titled Slugfest. you never lack for firepower, but with the Kenyans, who were 1-2 in the world, Matthew Centrowitz, seems like this is an elite field even for the pre.
Yeah, it's my statistician, Howie Willman, emailing me, and he was saying, statistically, these fields are the best you've ever had. And that, you know, that I say it every year. People think I'm joking when I say, you know, we're going to have the best fields we've ever had. But the meet is actually getting better, and the quality is shown in the fact that we've been ranked the number one invitational track meet in the world for the past 2 years. So we're pretty proud of that.
A couple final thoughts here. Another event that's going to have the crowd buzzing, the women's 400. You got the former Duck, Phyllis Francis, making a triumphant return. And I guess what I read, it's safe to say this is like a combination of the most recent Worlds and Olympics, because it's just another highly accomplished field.
It is. And it, you know, ranges from the super vets like Allison Felix to the current top people like Shawnee Miller and Weibo. And then Phyllis, who really kind of, in a lot of senses, surprised everybody by winning the world championships last year. And so I think those folks are going to be duking it out over the last 50 meters.
And finally, rather than just going event by event, be it the 5K to 1500, I want to give you a chance to play kind of the PR guy. I mean, we know this is as good as it gets each year. It's got a rich history. But for folks who have never been, or maybe it's been a while, what would you say to them about the kind of treat they would be in store for if they make it to Hayward this weekend?
Well, the thing we pride ourselves on is that nobody ever gets bored at the Prefontaine Classic. We try to keep the time between events on the track down to 5 to 6 minutes. I can still remember the second year I did the meet, a woman came up and she said, "I have a complaint." I said, "Oh, yes." She said, "Yeah, the meet went so fast I didn't have time to go pee." So that's the kind of complaint I want to find. I want to get.
That's both unique and pretty much a feather in the cap. That means everything, as far as the events are going, are working pretty well. Folks, he's Tom Jordan. The pre starts Friday night. Doors open 5:30 Saturday. The gates swing open at 11. You can learn more online, preclassic.com, on Twitter, at Nike Preclassic. Tom, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for the time. And here's to another memorable Prefontaine.
Hey, thanks a lot, Steve. Appreciate it.
All right, take it easy.